Hola, everyone. Welcome to Disney Movie News. Today, we're going to be talking about Rogue One, Beauty and the Beast, and a little bit of park news. Let's get going.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Yay! We did it. We did it, you guys.
Thanks for watching, guys. We'll see you next week.
Guys, what a great episode. Really, we really put that one away.
That's not me this time.
It wasn't me, was it?
It was that.
Was it you?
Computer.
Guys, here's a new game we're going to play. Every week, I want the chat to take bets on whose computer is not going to be muted before the show. Speaking of which, thanks for coming to the show. This is Disney Movie News. I'm Leo Camacho. You can follow me everywhere at Leo Zombie. And make sure you also follow Popcorn Talk on, subscribe to them on YouTube so you can see all the amazing shows they have. Especially Marvel Movie News. That's a good one. That's a good show. I've recently become invested. And and follow them on Twitter so you can see all sorts of updates and you can find out when their shows are live. And it'll be awesome. It'll be great. But I'm not the only one on this stage right now. I've got
on the stage.
All kinds of ladies. This is the stage of life, baby girl. The stage of YouTube. Introduce yourself.
What's up? My name is Sarah Snitch.
What's up?
You can find me everywhere at Sarah Snitch or I'm Sarah Snitch on YouTube. And Thingamer Blogs. That's me. It me.
It you.
It you.
Who you?
Hi, it me. Two. Hi guys. I'm Keaton Markey. You guys can find me everywhere at Keaton Markey. And
your new name is Pasta, don't forget.
Oh my god, Pasta. So I met, I don't know if you guys are have been living under a rock and are fans of these two. They just became new parents.
Yes.
Yes. To a beautiful bouncing baby fluff ball named Pasta.
Her registry is at petco.com.
She is just a delight and the cutest little smartest little thing.
Instagram.com/pasta the pup.
Yeah, pasta the pup. I will be posting some pictures of our interaction.
That's right, you had a little photo shoot.
I did, and then we also got her in a picture completely burritoed. I showed you the burrito picture.
Show me again.
She was too feisty, so I had to burrito her.
We burritoed her. That's her punishment. She gets turned into a burrito.
Oh, she's so cute, you guys. Very you look unique. Her
Renee texted me the other night and was like, your dog.
That's all I said. Your dog is so cute.
Zach and I went to a wedding. I was going to say, we went to a wedding on Saturday, and literally every question, except from Zach, was about pasta.
Oh. Why did that just make a noise?
Because Zach took a screenshot.
Zach. Oh, wait, Zach, what? Type your number up there, and I'm gonna send you this burrito pup picture.
The burrito pup.
The burrito. Yeah.
Is the one there you go, guys. That's pasta and Leo.
That's daddy and his baby girl.
You guys.
Oh my god, I'm in love. She's nibbling on my finger.
I'm gonna come steal your dog.
Maybe that's how we can get your nails off. We can just have her.
I would volunteer for that. I'm down. I'll be there. But speaking of which, guys, I'm Renee, and you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
Yeah, she's sassy too. Do it.
Yeah.
Do it. She's still,
you guys, these nails have been on since
it would have been great
forever.
If when you snapped.
Forever. Keaton's getting worried. I'm going to get them removed.
I'm very worried about the health of her nails.
The next time, we'll be here.
I wish that when you snap, these like the nail just went away. Bing, just like shot off into the atmosphere.
Can't you do the thing?
Guys, we are
that's
talking
how you take them off.
Pasta.
What's your digit, Zach? So I can send you this pasta. This
all right, cool. All right, you're going to get this burrito pick.
We're going to start
talking about some news. I'm looking at the chat. Everyone's super psyched on pasta. We appreciate that. Glad you like a little pasta. I feel like she's the internet's puppy, by the way, because we got her. We've been documenting her since day one with
us. She has more followers than I have, and she's literally only been in the interwebs for like 4 days.
How many followers does she have?
3,600.
Like, wait, what?
3,600.
Yes.
3,600 followers.
Yes.
We've had her for 5 days.
Yeah, just, yeah.
Well, like, I get it. Like, I totally get it. When I saw your Instagram photo of this puppy, I'm like, that's not real.
That's a toy.
That's not
somebody
real.
Thought it was the print on the shirt. They're like, that's clearly an optical illusion.
I think Renee heard that number and just went,
I want more.
Good one, Zach.
That was good.
Yeah, you guys need to follow me and Renee so we don't feel left out because Pasta's really making us question, like, just our popularity in life in general and, like, our self-worth, really.
We need some validation.
Yeah, please
so feel
validate
us. Follow us.
That's very fair.
I will try to hang out with Pasta more often so you can see exclusive pictures of Pasta at Keaton Markey.
Trademark. And speaking of hanging out, Lin-Manuel Miranda's been hanging around Disney a lot lately.
Can
he's
I
all
list
over the
all
place.
The stuff that he's
yeah,
doing?
I would prefer that you did.
He's writing the score for Moana. He's working on the new songs that are going to be in the Little Mermaid live-action movie.
True.
He's starring in the new Mary Poppins movie.
True.
Isn't there another one? There's one more?
He has this thing called Hamilton?
Yeah, that's not Disney, though. I'm talking about the stuff he's doing
just
with Disney.
Oh, just in Disney? Didn't he... I feel like there's another one in there. He's doing some more upcoming stuff, though.
And now, rumors are swirling that he...
Thought you were going to take it from here. Well, it's just rumors, but Lin-Manuel Miranda is working on an entirely new Disney movie that we have not yet heard about.
With the director of
Alexander
Zootopia.
Hamilton.
Yeah, it's literally
we are waiting.
Guys, what if it's an animated Hamilton movie?
It would be rated PG-13.
Yeah, it would be.
How did they do that? How did they do the whole like cheating scandal and stuff?
Yeah, because
like
he can't say no.
He says they haven't even gotten in the room to discuss, but they're both like thinking of ideas and they want to do it together. Okay. Needless to say, Disney would let him do whatever he wants. Probably.
What do you think he would do?
We would all let him.
I hope it's like a Hispanic.
Me too.
Story.
That's where I went.
Puerto Rican.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
I would prefer Cuban, personally.
But. Well, he is Puerto Rican.
He's so... I know, did you see... Not to get political. That Trump was like, Lin-Manuel Miranda should go back to where he came from, not knowing that he's from Puerto Rico, which is a U.S.
Commonwealth.
Territory. Anyway.
guys, we can't get political. Yeah. This is our safe haven.
But it's Lin.
He did say that. Lin's fine. Lin's lit.
He is so big on diversity, like with Hamilton having an all POC cast. Like, I can't see him not doing something that has POC lead characters.
E. Haynes in the chat is saying, I predict it's gigantic. It's not gigantic because it's a new movie that he hasn't even gotten into a room to discuss
they say
yet.
It's a new thing.
So it can't be something that's already been announced.
Also, like, the Anderson Lopez's are already doing the music for Gigantic.
Yes.
So, like, whatever movie he's working on, he's definitely going to do the music for also.
Of course.
Like, you can't have Lin, like, directing a movie and not have him do...
Listen, we know you're a music guy. Do you mind just writing a comedy script for us? That's it. Nothing
no
else.
Music. No rapping.
You want some music? No.
Okay, what was the Disney rap musical?
Oh, my God. A hip opera for Disney?
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to happen eventually.
I want it. I want more.
I hope it's something that's historical. I hope it's a historical story.
Like historical animated fiction Walt or historical fact?
Animated Walt Disney rap musical.
As based in history.
Like something that took place in history but isn't an actual historical character?
Or,
like it just shows an era, maybe?
I mean, I'm not asking for Pocahontas here. I'm asking for because we don't need to do that again, Disney.
Right, right. Well, I feel like they would do it right if they did it now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's what I would like to see. I would like to see an animated feature that is done right, that's based off an actual historical figure.
Who would you choose? Like Abraham Lincoln fighting vampires? That happened. That was real.
No, that was the zombies. Wasn't that Pride and Prejudice and Zombies?
No, it's Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Come on, where were you?
Abraham Linkloff.
Abraham Linkler.
Abraham Linkler.
I don't know what I don't know what, like, good...
You got to think of that's your homework.
She's like,
tonight.
She's not writing it.
Like, this is Lin's job.
You know, like Lin-Manuel
Miranda. Disney's not paying me.
Featuring Keaton Martin.
God,
it doesn't have to be a fairy tale, guys. Lots of Disney movies are not based on fairy tales.
Right. Right, like Pocahontas.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to be based on a real
Lion King was based on Hamlet. It doesn't have to be a fairy tale.
And Little Mermaid.
Those also aren't the only fairy tales. Like E. Haynes is saying, the only fairy tales left are Princess and Pea, Little Red, Hansel and Gretel.
What? There's like a million
fairy
tales.
There's a million
fairy
tales
you've never heard of.
Yeah.
Like, did you ever hear of Frozen? Like, the fairy tale that was based off of?
Ice Queen.
What?
The Ice Queen. That was a fairy tale even before. Yeah. Exactly. I don't think whoever said that in the chat was getting read Nordic. What is it? Nordic fairy tales to Ben.
I just want it to be a historical figure that he does.
I want to know from the chat, who would you guys choose if you could have any historical figure star?
Pancho Villa.
Pancho Villa?
He'd be good.
Frederick Douglass.
But we're already getting...
Yeah, Frederick Douglass would be great.
We're already getting Coco, so I don't think they would go with another Mexican.
Oh.
You never know.
Figure.
Why not?
Mexicans can have two Disney movies.
I know.
Someone said that in a comment that, like, why is Moana being made?
Like, okay,
they're like, what? They already made Lilo and Stitch. Like, why do we need another Hawaiian? And I was like, are you kidding me?
Like,
first of all, she's not Hawaiian.
Second
of all, there's a billion white princesses.
I went off.
But there can't be two Pacific Islanders.
Don't you start.
No, I lost it.
Anyway.
I called New Zealand and I was like, get her.
Oh, my God.
I want to know from that. But let's move on to the next piece of news that we have. Warwick Davis. In Rogue One, his character has been revealed, sort of. We got, like, two frames of him in the new trailer. Warwick Davis, if you are unaware, has been in the Star Wars movies before. He makes a cameo next to Jabba in Episode 1, but I believe he also...
He was Ewoks.
He was Wicket in Return of the Jedi. He's also Willow in the movie Willow. And he's...
He's also the main
goblin in Harry Potter. What's his name?
He's Professor Flitwick.
He's Professor Flitwick and was it?
Grimhook.
Grimhook the goblin.
Grip Hook.
Grim... Stop eating popcorn and say, what is it?
Grip Hook.
Thank you. I'm like, Ghost Hook? Yeah, so he's got some Disney legacy underneath, and we finally have an image of his character. So let's take... Did we flash it already? Well, so that's not his character. That's him without the mask. His character's an alien, actually.
It's in the trailer.
It's in the trailer.
Yeah. I wouldn't have even thought.
Exactly.
I like it. We say Star Wars, you're just like, what?
Oh, that's
like,
right.
What? That so is, guess, like, hoodie?
So this leads us into the new international trailer, which we're about to watch. So keep your eyes peeled for Warwick Davis' character that's in there for two frames. Here we go. It's actually a really awesome trailer.
It's so bright in here, guys.
I know. Wow. I'm sorry. I'm just a shining light in the darkness.
I'm not looking at you.
Whatever I do.
What's crazy is he bent time and space to go from Doctor Strange to the world of Star Wars. It's pretty impressive.
Wow.
For those uninitiated, he's the villain.
Yeah. And he's good in this, it looks like. Well, he's not.
He helps build the Death Star in this.
Tell me how to say no to this.
Intercepted a coded Imperial transmission. It indicates that a major weapons test is imminent.
We need to know
how to destroy it. So why me?
The message was sent by your father.
Who's her father?
Father? I am your father.
Capable of destroying an entire planet. It could be the end.
I love that they're going to show the planet being destroyed.
There's a way to defeat it.
Alderaan?
You need to capture the planet.
No, it's not Alderaan.
If you're really doing this, I want to help.
We'll need a team.
Leo's new cosplay.
She wants to fight.
Pretty much Hispanic guy in Star Wars universe. I'm all about it.
You almost shot me.
You could do the guy with the long hair too.
Maybe.
The power that we are.
The power of the dark side.
Measure
power.
Was that Darth Vader?
Yay!
Nailed it.
My limited knowledge.
Wait, here comes
Shuttle. What's your call sign?
Rogue.
Rogue. Okay, good.
Rogue One.
Good.
I've seen this trailer.
They're giving away everything!
Spoiler alert, this movie's about Rogue One.
Make 10 men feel like 100.
This movie's gonna be insane.
We'll take the next chance. And the next. Until we
Their
win.
Use of the sounds is really
the chances
cool.
Chances are spent.
Oh, yes. So go. You're almost there. I guess I'll have to wait till December. So excited about it. The power of the dark side.
They gave away too much.
Well, we do know that it's about Star Wars. Oh. That's pretty good. First of all, you can even see him. I bet no one saw Warwick Davis's character, but he's in there, trust me, believe me. I love that they're going to be flying inside of the planet as it's collapsing. It's not Alderaan because this movie takes place before Alderaan is destroyed. This leads to them getting the Death Star plans, which eventually fall into the hands of the Rebellion, which allows them to take out the Death Star. And at that period of time, that's when they start destroying Alderaan.
I saw Chewie. There was a Chewie in there.
It takes place before Episode 4. No.
It wasn't. I don't think it was Chewie, it was a Wookiee.
Yeah. Yeah, Wookiees are actually quite plentiful. What happened? So Wookiees were like a slave.
They even had their own holiday special.
They were oh my gosh. Which is a travesty and also a luxury that we still have it. They were like an enslaved race, and then after they were set free, they scattered all throughout the universe. But the Empire tried to re-enslave them because they're really strong.
What?
I know a lot more stories about them.
Wookiees?
The expanded Wookiees. Universe is not...
Listen, it's real to me.
Okay.
I just want to remember. None of Star Wars is real.
Somebody told me that about Harry Potter one time. I was like, "What house are you in?" And they're like, "It's not real. It doesn't matter." And I was like,
"It matters to me."
How dare you? Can I just remind everybody really quick? We have 100 people watching right now. Woo-hoo! We need some thumbs up, guys.
Thumbs up. 100 people. 100
thumbs
of you.
Thumbs up. 100 thumbs up would be amazing.
Really appreciate that. Okay,
next guy. Wait, I just want you to know.
What's that?
My mom and grandma are watching.
Oh, mom and grandma.
Mom and grandma.
Hi.
So you got to use lots of hands because my grandma loves it when we have expressive hands.
Wait, what was it? Your grandma was the one with the...
Vomit with Kindness.
Vomit with Kindness, Grandma.
Nailed it.
Well
done.
Boom.
Mimi for the win.
Mimi's. You're the best. You know, anyway. You know whose favorite she is?
Mine.
Mimi's.
Mimi.
Oh, there we go.
Synchronized O's. Moving on. Finding Dory being released on DVD this week.
Woo-hoo!
That's pretty cool.
I feel like it just came out on video.
I feel like it had already
I
come
mean,
out.
I feel like it.
You could rent it.
No, I meant
it just came out on video.
It just came out in theaters.
No, I agree.
Well, it's been out for rental on Amazon for like a couple weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could get it on iTunes if we wanted.
Yeah, on iTunes.
It came out like last week in June, first week in July, like... Right?
It's very recent. Turnaround time for movies is nothing nowadays.
Jupiter's already on Netflix.
You used to have to wait forever.
Remember that? Remember it was like 8 months
Oh gosh, it's like a year later now.
Sometimes.
They don't know patience.
Yeah.
I remember that. I'm wondering what sort of bonus features we're going to be getting with this DVD. Yeah. Do we know? Do we know anything? Is
there
going to be like a longer
version?
Yeah, they'll be breaking that news soon. I'm wondering if there's going to be extra scenes or if it's just going to be like another short. You know,
they have the short that they had... In the movie on the DVD,
Do they have it?
That's a good question.
Because they usually don't package them together.
Really?
They do?
Well, they package all the shorts together
in their own collection.
But I think it probably is on there. The chat will know.
The chat will know, guys.
Is Piper on the Finding Dory DVD?
Piper, guys. So cute.
Fly, my pretties. Give me the news. I know we're here to get it from you guys, and we just... Here's the secret, guys. We just come here every week, and I wonder if the chat knows anything.
Oh, no, Princess Brie.
And then we pretend like we know what we're talking about. Finding Dory, give or take. What does that even mean? I don't know.
I just remember that, like,
Amazon.com confirms that it is.
Yay!
Hey!
Thank you, Zach.
Congratulations, we get it. Sarah didn't like the short.
Zach, did you
like the short?
I liked it fine.
I thought it was so cute.
I thought it was adorable.
Beautiful, actually.
It made me tear up.
You know what it made me think of?
As all of the shorts do.
It made me think of pasta.
Pasta. Oh.
In the future.
That's in the future.
That's
when we didn't even know she existed. I thought of her.
It's not
she
my
She manifested
fave.
When that, when that came
like
out.
In comparison, I loved Lava, so
Lava.
Oh,
like,
Lava was so cute.
Did you love it?
I loved it. I love Lava and
I love Lava.
La Luna is my ultimate fave.
It's
what movie was that
beautiful
which
song?
Which one's your favorite?
La Luna.
Oh, La Luna.
That was before Inside Out?
Was it
Lava was before Inside Out.
Yeah.
La Luna was before Brave.
I don't remember La Luna. I didn't see Brave.
La Luna was a little boy who sweeps the moon.
I never saw that.
With the stars? What?
It's
never
so
seen La
good.
Because I didn't see Brave in theaters.
Girl, you
I was Bambino for Halloween
watch.
Once.
Oh, I didn't see Brave.
You LOL.
You're not missing out with Brave.
Not surprised.
Yeah,
you're not, honestly, not missing out too much. I mean, watch it if you have time. But watch La Luna. You guys will love it. I think.
Is it online anywhere?
I'm sure.
Like on YouTube.
I'll find it.
I'm sure. Yeah.
I just want to sing the Lava song.
A long, long time ago.
In a galaxy far away, Naboo was under
an
attack.
And I thought me and Qui-Gon just thought we could tuck the Federation in.
You guys on that? You guys on that grind, Sarah?
No, I kept singing Lava.
Maybe cutting them a little slack.
Yeah, obviously I listen to that on Radio Disney every single day.
I don't remember
the
words of the song.
Weird Al.
They locked the doors and tried to kill her.
Kill us.
But we escaped from that gas. And met Jar Jar and Boss.
I know every word.
We took a bong of. I do too. From the scene and went to see the queen. We all round up on Tatooine.
Someone asked if I have even seen Star Wars yet. No. Because we still have to do a Star Wars night. And now I want to bring it up, especially because I want to meet Pasta. And I really want to see Star Wars. But I really want to meet Pasta.
No, Pasta and Star Wars is not going to be a good combination for you because you're going to be too focused on Pasta. You need to do. You need to do Star Wars and you need to focus.
You don't know. This is the real debate. Can Star Wars captivate her enough to take her attention off of
Probably
Pasta?
Not.
Probably not. No.
Have you seen your own dog?
For 2 hours? For 2 hours straight?
Absolutely not. I've seen Pasta.
I could just hold your dog and stare at it for 5 hours.
Okay, well then, when
you
could.
I stared at your Instagram photo for like a long time.
For
like
5 hours? Just like, you just kept it up like you were working.
My phone died.
I already printed it out.
It's on, yeah. You would just stop periodically throughout the day and you just go.
Pasta.
It's like my face is like sharpied out. It's just like, there's a heart around Pasta.
Yeah, I edited Leo out.
That's
Zach, did you get those pasta photos, those exclusive Pasta photos
that's
for me?
Fair. Did you get burrito?
Make you follow Keaton.
Can we just get like whenever
Pasta photos?
Whenever we start
there
going too tangential,
is.
You just bring up a
pasta burrito.
So
can I get
cute.
A burrito with guacamole
carbs.
And some pasta?
Carbs.
You want a pasta burrito, guys?
God, she's cute.
She's Wait, so show cute. The picture of me with pasta.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my Look God. At that! Look at it!
Pasta movie news.
Looks like she's taking God. A selfie.
I want to say this is a she joke did. About Mimi that's watching right now. The poster behind you is my favorite band, The Proto Man, and the name of that album is called Act Two, The Father of Death. And she sees that poster on her wall with no context, yeah, her grandmother, and just goes, Father of Death!
She was over.
And I'm just like, Yeah.
Somebody just goes, I'm deceased.
Yeah, I'm dead. We're all dead. All right, big news, guys. Mm-hmm. Whopper news. Beauty and the Beast. We got a full-length feature trailer.
Can we watch it?
We're gonna Let's watch it. Let's watch it.
I'm gonna cry.
I got goosebumps.
I just can't see it. My glasses don't have the anti-glare thing on it. So
next
really
week we're
to
gonna have our new show, Pasta Movie News.
Shh. Pasta.
Also, the side by side is so good. Here we go. Frozen.
Oh, God, the music is so
I
good.
Know.
I die. I'm deceased.
I have so many things to say. Good thing we have like the rest of the episode to talk about it. That was Leah.
Belle!
It's a mess in there.
It is. Papa!
It sounds like Hermione, though.
But to be honest, I know. Our house would be that messy if we just.
Ronald!
Do you want to take your father's place?
Do you want your father's plane?
Is she holding Lemire?
Leviosa! Yeah, she is.
Show me the girl. Look
at her. Leo, stop just repeating. The one who'll break the spell. Is that you and McGregor?
Yep.
Yeah, with that accent.
What if she is the one?
Wait, that's right.
You can talk.
Oh my God, it's amazing, Ian McGowan. I'm dead.
Oh, I hate it.
Except for the teapots.
Don't say.
So scary, the beast.
Cobra.
Think of the one thing you've always.
Oh, the dress looks just like the cartoon.
I know. I pink had dress. The dress in a Barbie.
Pink dress. Do you think she's gonna do green dress? I don't think so, because they show the library scene.
Don't be afraid.
I'm dead.
I'm afraid.
Don't be afraid. Just make that washing machine.
That'll save us.
The washing machine will save us.
Dude, the ballroom scene is going to be so great. I can't.
You are my daughter.
There's so many lights.
I have so many hopes and dreams placed on you, my daughter, that I love so much. But do me a favor. Can you change the load? We need to do a new load of laundry. But father, I haven't invented the laundry.
Oh my God.
I just added a whole director's cut
I
scene.
I wish the green dress was in it.
I do too.
It's
in the, I'm kind
it's,
of upset.
They're washing yeah. it.
They're washing it. Okay.
Okay, Sarah, you said you had thoughts.
Is great.
They showed a lot.
Harry.
Sorry, I'm just thinking of her voice and yeah. her.
Oh. I'm not an owl. It's great. The Mrs. Potts and Chip are awful.
Yep.
I hate them.
Literally awful.
Just I get it, they're trying to look like drawings on the china, but I hate it.
I hate it.
To be
it.
Honest, from the trailer, I'm like okay with it now.
Are you
I
okay?
hated it with the photos, and then I realized how, considering how they designed Lumiere and Clogsworth, it would be so...
Cogsworth.
I'm going to call him what I want.
You're thinking of that laundry machine that got clogged.
Think of Clogsworth, the washing machine, but...
I want that character
it's a
so
new
bad.
Character. It's a new character. It's a new Beauty and the Beast live
that's,
action.
That's what happens to Gaston. He doesn't die. He just gets turned into a washing machine.
That's in his, yeah,
that's
his
a,
face.
That's a
spoiler
Disney
alert.
Twist.
Oh, God, that was
poetic. I feel like because they don't look like cartoon characters, it would be very... I mean, they're
sure,
animated, but
sure.
they're it's so detailed. You can't really do that same detail with a pot.
Yeah.
So would they
yeah,
had
like
to get creative and have like a face drawing?
Well, I agree with you, like 100%. I just think that they should have chosen the artwork for the face
a
to
little,
look different.
Yeah.
It looks really cheesy to me. I don't know.
It's like she doesn't have many much expression.
Yeah.
Like I can't imagine her sad. Like I feel like it's all the same. Sad,
yeah.
angry, it's all.
It's all the same. What are you feeling?
You got too much Botox, Mrs. Potts. I know it's been 25 years, but too much.
Too much.
Also, Feather Duster is just literally a bird.
A bird. It's just a dove.
Like, that's what it looks like. Lumiere is
Did we
dancing
even see
with
it?
Her for
yeah,
like a
it was
split
that
second.
White dove that just like flies in one of the scenes.
I didn't see it.
I wish they wouldn't have taken that much liberty. Like, I wish they would have kept it. I get it. Aesthetically, they were trying to capture the era.
Okay.
Do you know what really makes me mad? Why don't they have French accents?
Well, they do.
No, they don't.
Hugh McGregor.
Emma Watson doesn't.
Because in France.
Every foreigner in every American film always is British. Don't you know that? That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. Unless you're Gerard Depardieu, then you can
Let's make a change, Disney. Come on.
I don't know. How do you guys feel about it, chat? I want to read your comments as Sarah explains what she's about to go on a tangent on.
Something I brought up on Twitter is that in the previews, you see a shot of Maurice picking a white rose before he gets captured by the Beast.
Yeah.
Which I think indicates that they're going to be using a little bit of the original fairy tale.
Oh, with Alice in Wonderland, and then they're going to paint them red.
Yeah. In the original Beauty and the Beast fairy tale, Belle has two sisters who suck. And her dad is going, I forget what reason, he's like going away. And they're like, bring us back presents, bring us back dresses.
Bring us back a laundry machine.
And he's like, Belle, what do you want? And she's like, nothing. I want you to come home safely is what I want. And he's like, okay, come on. Like, really, what do you want, though? She was like, bring me a rose. And so he picks a rose on his way back. And it ends up being the one thing that gets him captured, which is why she feels like so guilty. Because it was, like, the dumb thing that she asked for, trying to be simple. Anyway, I think it's, like, a nod.
Crazy old Maurice.
Should have just asked for a dress.
Should have asked for a dress like your dumb
sister.
You
should have just been materialistic and shallow. Thanks a lot, Belle. Oh, Belle. Yeah.
I think everything else looks dope.
You think everything looks dope? Yeah, I like the Beast. I hope that he doesn't look too CGI. He looks pretty good from the way this is looking, but I'm a little, you know.
I'm still iffy about it. I think the movie will sell me on everything, but the trailers, I'm still a bit skeptical.
It's very shot for shot.
The movie's going to start, and it's going to be like, da-na-na, and it's going to be like that flashback thing with the stained glass windows. And I'm so excited to see how they do that. But I am going to just start crying. I'm not going to see. I'm just like, it's so beautiful.
Emma Watson is like seeming very like Hermione to me. I can't.
Yeah, I don't see her as a Belle. Yeah. I mean, like, she is beautiful, but she's not Belle to me.
It seems like Hermione got herself in a pickle.
Uh-oh. Wrong castle. That's not Hogwarts, Belle.
Oh
FYI.
God. L-O-L.
Please stay out of the West Wing. There is a beast loose in the West Wing.
I forget what else.
Because in Hogwarts, there was a troll loose. In the
beast in the dungeon.
Go ahead and start.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm. Here's the thing. I'm glad they're making it.
I'm
Me
pumped.
Too. I'm excited.
This is my pumped face.
Are we going to do a thingamabob showing of this movie?
Shh, don't even yet.
Yeah. Don't tease. Don't
it's not even close.
Yeah, I'm totally going to do it. It's like 4 months away.
Like. I know. Shh, we're going to do it. Totally going to do it. If you watch Disney Movie News, you get in the scoop. It's happening.
You heard it here first on Disney Movie News.
Exclusive.
Leo, do your Ilafu impression.
What do you want me to say?
What you always say? Come on.
You're the best guest on. In 4 months, we're going to watch the movie together.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be the best.
The laugh is the best.
Watch his mouth. That was your laugh.
Literally, man. Watch his laugh.
Like,
watch it.
You don't say it, Bill. Don't say it. You said it.
Look at his mouth when he does that.
It's so natural.
That's just the way it is.
Look at your own mouth when it happens.
It just goes like around and around.
I'm watching my own
clip. I want a LeFou version of my...
LeFou? Oh.
Girl, no. Girl, no. She... Nope.
Oh, Lord.
Nothing happened, guys. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh, no.
I wonder what that
looked
like.
I know, right?
I'm like waiting for it to happen.
All right.
It's happening right now.
Oh, I see it.
My idiot. That's accurate. Here we go.
Anyway.
You guys gotta give me a heads up.
I know, sorry.
Zach up there.
It was behind your laptop, thank God.
Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry.
Keaton almost revealed a pin release.
Oh, that's what it was. Got it. Festival of the Hobbies begins at Disney California Adventure.
I saved it.
What does that mean, Sarah?
Okay. Anyway, Leo's like really trying to move on to the next.
Yeah. I'm like, let's go.
Oh my God, I'm crying.
What does it mean, Sarah? Tell us what it means.
The holidays are here at Disneyland Resort.
What are we getting?
There's a special new thing. It's a food and wine festival 2.0. It's called Festival of the Holidays. It's at DCA. It's a very, very cool thing that people should all check out. And it includes many things like food carts all over the place with tasty food.
How's that different, though?
What? Than Food and Wine? Then yeah. What? How's it different than what?
And like normal. Just like extra carts?
There's like a million of them. Oh, okay. And they all have like really, it's not like churros or popcorn. It's like Swedish meatballs. Like, I have no idea. You know, like good food from all these different places. There's like a list. I should find it. And then there's also like all these cool performances like from different countries that take place like in the World of Color viewing area. And then also over at Garden Grill, Viva Navidad is back. And Elena of Avalor. Elena of Avalor is there. And you can meet her. And she
looks kind of young.
She speaks Spanish.
She's wearing, I thought she wore a red dress.
Oh my God.
That she's wearing a red
Shut
dress.
Shut up.
No, she's holding a doll. Girl.
Oh no.
The old switcheroo, Keaton. Gotcha.
Braised beef short ribs. Oh wine by the glass. Potato croquette. Pork bao, chicken and potato curry, international beers, Swedish meatballs. I guess that, and it's true.
And this is at Disneyland.
Turkey is at DCA. Green chile, mini turkey pot pie, roasted lamb, chicken cilantro tamales.
Oh, my favorite.
Harvest puff pastries. It's just like all the stuff.
This sounds like an amazing list of foods.
No, it's really fun. It's really cool. We should go. I'm going to go talk to Elena in Spanish.
Yeah.
See.
Seriously, I'm going to have a whole conversation about her. Being my princesa.
Oh my God!
You are my representation.
But you need to say that in Spanish, though.
Eres el mejor Gastón.
Oh my God!
Definitely do that laugh in front of her.
Oh my God! Oh my
You're
God!
You're so weird.
So weird. Also, in other, I'm sorry, Zach. Get ready. Look, Google Moana face character.
Oh.
In other character news at the parks, Moana has arrived at Aulani.
What?
Moana. And say it again. Moana.
Ooh. Sorry, it might not come up in Google searches. It'd be like okay, Moana we'll face character, Aulani.
It might be in news, but just it hasn't made the Google image search
yet. So Moana was at Aulani, the resort in Hawaii, the other day. And then I think today she was at the Polynesian resort in Walt Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
She's confirmed to go to Paris, Disneyland Paris. So, like, obviously Disneyland's going to get her, too. I'm not sure where she'll go. I'm interested to see where she might meet. But she looks dope.
Someone just gave the best idea. Micaela Gil Casas said I should do shout outs at the end of the show as LeFou. So
oh my god, you should.
Yes.
That's what we'll do today. If you can get some Beauty and the Beast music in the back, I'll do it.
That would be perfect.
Zach, I'm emailing
it. Oh, there it is. You found it?
Yeah. I'm emailing it to Sean.
I'm still scared, so it's gonna hurt me.
I saved it, Keaton.
You did. Oh, is this her?
Moana.
Where? Right there?
I think that's the cosplayer. I emailed it to shows. Zach,
I love that name. Auli'i Cravalho.
Sounds so cool. Zach emailed it to shows.
So smooth.
Zach emailed it. So also the Moana world premiere was, yesterday? 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And Auli'i
did you see The Rock? He's like 3 stories tall now. It's
crazy. The Rock sang You're Welcome with Lynn.
You're welcome!
And Auli'i danced.
Oh.
Hey.
Like traditional... Hawaiian? She's Hawaiian,
yeah. She's from Oahu. Yeah. You'll know this because I just filmed 107 facts about Moana coming on Channel Frederator this week.
Ooh.
That's right.
That's a lot of facts.
Look at these. It actually
ended up being like 113 facts.
You see those?
They're never 107 facts. They're liars. The most I had to do was 127. That was so many.
There's one more piece of news.
There's one more piece of news. I didn't know if you had more to add. Did we bring up the face yet?
I sent it to... There she
here.
Is.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, yeah. That's right here.
She does look so good.
She looks dope.
Yeah.
Where do you guys think
it's funny
she would meet?
Sometimes I feel like cosplayers do the costume better.
I know.
Than the Disney parks.
The wig looks good, though.
No, I'm sorry, that's her real hair. She looks great. But I feel like the outfit doesn't
have the same feel.
I wonder
where she's going to meet at Disney.
Are those pants?
It's a tiki room. Like,
I know, right?
Aladdin
I feel
is.
Like they're going to stick her in Adventureland.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Yeah. It's like the only thing that makes sense.
And she's going to be in front of the Jungle Cruise, maybe. Like that. No, where would she be?
Like in...
By Aladdin.
Yeah, it's stupid.
It has to be Aladdin.
It like, doesn't really fit, but it's like, okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's interesting. Man, that's good. I wonder what they're going to do.
I meant she's at the Polynesian Resort in Walt Disney World.
Yes.
Anyway.
Anyways, moving on.
They did a great job.
I'm excited. I'm excited to see like what kind of characteristics she acts with. Like, you know, when you talk to Merida, she's a little bit snappier and sassier, and she like gives you a hard time for everything.
Yeah.
When you're with Alex, she's like always like, I don't know anything, and then she tries to confuse you with weird things, and then like, you know,
talks about her kid.
Rapunzel's always like, oh really? Huh. Well. She's gangster.
She's
and then,
doing a lot of like.
Yeah, she's
out.
Always like, huh? I bet that'll be fun. You know, she's always talking to you like that. So what is Moana gonna be like? She's just gonna like not.
True. With Merida, they just stuck Merida at Small World Mall because like they didn't know where to put her either.
Yeah.
So like maybe they would just.
But at least they built
like,
her a little thing with the
small
bears.
Small World is like the world,
the
you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Wonder what they're going to do. It's going to be exciting to see. She's probably just not going to take anybody's guff. Like, hi, Moana, want a picture? She'd be like, no.
Convert the bazaar into a meet and greet? The store? That's a store. What? You can't turn the store into
a meet and
greet.
I think you're talking about Aladdin's thing. Last piece of news. Guys, guess whose birthday it is this week? Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse. I was like, who's that?
Mickey Mouse.
It's my birthday.
Oh, my. That's a good impression.
Thank you. Yeah, it's Mickey Mouse's birthday.
How long
have
you been?
Yeah,
I've never heard your Mickey Mouse impression.
Maybe
I'm the best.
Huh? Maybe Moana's just going to go inside Princess, like, Royal Hall.
Oh, yeah, well, maybe Master Yensid will make me a map.
Maybe Master Yensid will make you a map.
She's an official princess,
doing?
Correct?
What's going on?
Yes, they don't like calling her, like, the crew calls her a heroine, but, like, she is in the princess lineup, I think.
She is.
Like, in merchandise terms, she's part of the princess lineup.
Are they going to induct her like they inducted?
Oh, good question. They did Elena.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
At Disney World, they did coronation. Because
I remember
ceremony.
when they coronated
Merida.
Merida, and I remember didn't they do Anna and Elsa too? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Mickey Mouse is turning 88.
Holy
Whoa, he
crap.
Looks great.
He's like the same age as my grandpa.
He looks wonderful for his age. Yeah, Mickey Mouse. We're doing Mickey Mouse Week this week on Thingamavlogs.
I thought you were giving it away. I was like, oh, that's this week.
Yeah, it's this week, yeah. And I just put up a video today where I played an old video
game guys, it's so
as, Mickey as Mickey Mouse.
I was like dying at least.
I just
video.
Like narrate it. It's
pretty
funny.
It sucks because no one likes watching our video game content.
Because
like,
we used to do long play, but now I made it a short format comedy
but it was
video.
So freaking funny.
She was like cracking up. I was so excited because I can, like, to get Sarah to laugh truly is an accomplishment. Like, I should be getting an medal.
This is my excited face.
An award.
Sarah, you look like you're having a great time.
Yeah, this is her life of the party face.
Calm down.
Relax, Sarah. But don't make me pull it out.
Isn't it crazy, though? Like, Mickey Mouse is the most prolific, the most recognizable face, character, idea in the world.
Mickey's That's been doing crazy. Some crazy stuff for his birthday. He's going on, like, a world tour.
Where's he going?
He went all over the world. He went to, like, Japan and Shanghai. He went other places too. He literally went on like a Mickey around the world trip.
Mickey's a jet setter.
Yeah. Good
go
morning.
Mickey.
Good
go
morning
Mickey,
America
go.
Is doing some stuff for his birthday, which is on the 18th.
Yeah. No, my birthday?
I think it's the 18th because it's also.
It might be the 17th.
I think it was
Thank
the 18th.
You guys. I'm glad you like my
idea.
It's
the
18th. It's the 18th.
Because yeah. I was like, that's also Kevin Undergaro's birthday.
Oh, surprise. It's also Aldi's birthday, right?
Yeah.
Wait, what day is this?
The 18th.
It's in 2 days.
Friday.
Oh, this 18th, not next 18th. Got it.
What? Like next month.
Yeah, next month.
You guys, there's 103 people in the chat watching. There are 64 thumbs up.
Where are those thumbs ups yet?
Where are those thumbs ups?
Yep.
Thumbs up. Thumbs up, guys. Thumbs up.
Thumbs ups. Guys, thank you guys for putting up with me today and doing an amazing show.
You're so welcome.
I know, it really was probably an exhausting effort. I'm glad you came over and visited Pasta. Thank you guys for hanging out in the chat. Over 100 people this whole episode. You guys are back in full force. I'm excited for the holidays. Last year during the holidays, I streamed a lot because a lot of people are on vacation. And it was super duper fun. Like, a lot of people bonded over it. It was like a great time. So hopefully this year we're all gonna get to do that again. We all got new places. We're gonna cozy up. We're gonna watch Star Wars with Pasta.
Yes.
We're gonna have a holiday Star
holiday,
Wars party.
Star Wars holiday party.
Hanukkah. And all kinds of stuff and Cuban food and streaming
and pasta.
And pasta. We're going back to that. My family's so excited.
We're
going like,
to
meet
pasta.
My granddaughter. Yeah, my mom's like super stoked.
Oh my God, that's what my mom calls my dog.
I never have kids, so that's the closest I'll get.
That's what my mom and dad call my cats.
They're grandkids.
Why is that funny?
By the way, I just want to point out, Lena, red dress, Leo Camacho, red thingamavlogger. Coincidence the Latinos got red? No, they noticed. Just want to say shout out to us, Latinx. Sorry, that was random.
Good moment.
I was looking at the lineup and there's no red. And they gave her the red.
This isn't official.
I know, but. Zach, can you use some Beauty and the Beast background? Because it's time to do some shout outs. Oh,
no.
You want hip hop?
He was already ready.
No hip hop LeFou.
LeFou.
No hip hop LeFou. We want Beauty and the Beast LeFou.
Yeah, so We're going to go there because that was probably the best recommendation I've ever heard is to give shout-outs as LeFou.
I love this one. Can you just give me a shout-out as LeFou?
Yeah, you bet. You'll be the first one. Oh, my God! I was expecting, like, Gaston's music, not this.
No, this is perfect. Great. This is perfect. Or maybe do Gaston's music.
Tale as old as
time. Just do Gaston's music because this is going to be...
Yeah, can we get a little more lively, please?
Little Gaston music.
Zach, pull yourself together.
Gosh, it disturbs me to see you, Gaston.
That's my song.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Well. That's more like it. Keith Newton can be the first person I give a shout out to because you're the best co-host anybody could ever ask for. Sarah, you're pretty good too. Renee, thank you for putting up with me today and liking all of my impressions. So, LeFou in the house.
Oh my God. You're falling out of it, baby.
I know.
You're
I'm trying
not
to
doing
laugh.
It, Leo!
I gotta start with the laugh. What's this music? This is like ominous music.
It's the karaoke.
Oh, it is. Let's give some shout out to the chat room. Oh, first, we've got Alexis Alejo. You you're like the best. You're always umbrella. In the chat room. And Pixel Ray, you're always hanging out with us. You're the best.
Oh, my God.
Super Iron Halo, the only person who likes Marvel in the chat room. Thanks for hanging out. Gosh, it disturbs me to see you, Allison Scott.
Why?
Leia Grace in the dumps. E. Haynes is here, and that's cool, I guess, too.
Oh, my God.
And also, no one rhymes with dumps.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Oh, you do, God. You're the best. God. And don't forget Sarah Lisa Rose. And also, who's the, who else? What else does he say? Give me another LeFou line.
Now
what? No one watches the stream like Lisa Serrano.
Oh, my God.
She's laser beams like Brandon Goes Roar. No one.
And every last inch of me's covered with hair.
Every last inch of me. Cover in Ian Wilmot and Adriana.
Okay.
No one really lingering. Chris and Christian Cassandra Ariaza. Don't forget
look
that
Sarah,
we've got Sarah Coakley, Christian 251011.
Oh my God.
This is literally our life, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out. You can make sure you follow me over on social media at Mr. Leo Zombie. That would be awesome. Follow Pasta at Pasta the Pup. Follow Popcorn Talk at the Popcorn Talk on Twitter and follow Popcorn Talk Network on YouTube. Hey, Sarah, where can they follow you?
I'm Sarah Snitch.
Yes, you are, and you're the best one.
Oh my God, I'm the best
you're
Sarah Snitch.
You're going into Olaf a little bit.
Yeah,
you're
Olaf. Like Olaf.
I know. But I'm just
anyway,
saying.
You're I'm the Sarah best. Snitch. Olaf-y. That's all I got for you.
Hi guys, I'm Keaton Markey, and yeah, every last inch of me is not covered in hair, but
some of it.
Some of it.
And hey guys, I'm Renee Ariel, and you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter God. At Renee Ariel.
No one wears nails like you, Ariel.
Ariel. Get them removed. I'm worried for you.
I went Disney full Disney. Guys, thank you guys so much for hanging out. We love you. Give us some thumbs up, do all the follows, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh
boy.
It's true.
Come back.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.